the third and four in the third quarter where you look like guys look like you had Romo wrapped up, he's able to break contain and get the first down. How critical was that play?
It was a big play in the game. It was a big play, you know, one that we would like to definitely have back. But, you know, the guy made a play. Yeah, and you give it to him for making a play right there. We got to find a way to get him down. But he made a play on us. We still got to, you know, step up and stop him. I think we let him score on that drive. So we still have to find a way to not let him. Even though he made a big play, I still got to find a way to hold him to three there.
How tough was it to see so many non-defensive touchdowns in the game and you guys not really able to do anything to stop?
It's just, you know, from my perspective, it's just, you know, it makes me jealous. Like, you know, we have to get them on D. We have to get those kind of players on our defense, on our special team. We have to make those type of plays. So that's, you know, upset. I'm like, no, not upset, but like, how can we capitalize and hit them right back with a big play on our defense or our special teams?
After their first drive, they were doing a lot of those inside draws, things that they've been known to do over the years. What adjustments did you guys make to be able to shut them down? Because pretty much up until that Dez Bryant touchdown, they really weren't moving
the ball. Yeah, we just had to be more focused on those type of plays and, you know, get off of blocks and make the play. And, you know, once they gave us their best shot, that first drive, and you know, they tried to come back to the same things. And we knew what they were going to do, and we were able to get off the blocks and make plays then.
Especially third down, seemed like you guys were really clutch. You had the one nice tackle short of the first down after allowing the reception, play that real nice. I mean, how key were those third downs in trying?
Third down was huge. You know, that's something we hadn't been doing in the past few weeks, was getting off on third down. And, you know, those third down plays was huge for us to get off the field and, you know, just try to spark our team, get us back into it.
Are you mystified with the amount of talent that's on this team that you're 3-6 at this point?
No, it's, you know, we still have a chance to get it done. You know, all the talent we have, all the guys here, you know, everybody believing we can get it done. We just have to go make it happen.
Where did
this one get away from you?
Am I shocked?
Are you shocked you're 3-6?
No, I'm not shocked. You know, anything can happen in this league. You know, I'm not happy with where we are, but, you know, you have to continue to fight. You still have to go out and will your way to win.
Where did this one get away from you guys?
Where did it get away? I wish I knew. I wish I knew. I felt like we had control of it, but you know, we didn't make it happen. We didn't get it.
Slipping out of that sack on the third and, you know, third and five. Did, looking back, do you think that was a major?
It was a big play for him, but you know, we still, you know, got to hold him to three in that situation. Even though they made a big play, we still have to hold him to three.
What was the mindset of the defense like once Vic got injured and Foles had to go in?
You know, I didn't realize until I looked up one time and seen that Foles was in the game. So I didn't know what happened to Mike or anything. So our mindset still, you know, stays the same. It's attack, and try to get turnovers.
I know this is your first year here, but Andy's never lost 5 games in a row until now. Pretty, you know, pretty good resume for that to happen. I mean, how does that sit with you guys, let alone what do you think it sits with
Foles? I mean, where we are right now, it doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit well with anyone here, you know. Yeah. To lose 5 games in a row, no one. That's not what we go out and work for. That's not why we go and practice and spend the time in the meeting rooms. That's not what we come here for. But you know, we have to go out and prove it on game day, and that's something that we're not finishing. We're not getting it done on game day. So, you know, as soon as we turn that around, it has to happen pretty quick. You know, all it takes is one spark to get it there. And, you know, it's still out there for us.
What were the issues in the run game in the first half? They looked like they had some success there.
There weren't any issues. There weren't any issues.
Were they just running effective plays? Or?
Yeah, they made a few plays on us.
This team still make the playoffs?
Excuse me?
Can you guys still make the playoffs?
Can we? Yeah. I believe. You know, I never say never. I always believe and have faith that we can get it done.
What was it like? I know this is early in the game before things got out of hand, but the offense was able to give you guys an early lead, scoring that first touchdown. How much of a boost was it to go on the field after the first one?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see our offense, you know, go down and make a drive and score. It was really uplifting for our team, and you know, gave us that spark, that energy on defense to know that we just hold them, and we hold them, we'll be fine.
Is it kind of crazy to think that you haven't won since September? I mean, just to wrap your mind around that.
I don't think about that. I'm just always looking forward to the next one. And you know, I can't do anything about what happened in the past. The only thing we can do is just move forward to the next one.